Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Jill.
All right, so we got a couple things. We got a couple things that we should probably just review, as my grandmother would say.
Okay.
Let's just go over this again, shall we? The first of which is there are actually there's a right way to talk about people after they have died.
There is, and whoever invented that saying and that protocol existed well before the existence of social media, because about 2 minutes after Barbara Bush's office announced that she had died, and at about the same time that things started pouring in from people who were formally saying, you know, I knew her as first lady, we worked with her, blah, blah, blah. There were a lot of people going, well, she was racist, I don't care, you know, let the doorknob hit her where the dog should have bit her. There were people saying, who cares, she was, you know, a rich old lady that always stayed in her lane and blah, 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 blah. It's like, the who cares part, I mean,
that was the part my grandmother, yeah.
It's fine if you don't care. It's not, you know, Barbara Bush was not everybody's cup of tea. And that makes perfect sense. And sort of as with Nancy Reagan died, same thing. But the point is, immediately after somebody dies, if you don't care to say this is, you know, this is a loss, then just wait till the next day. You know, I mean, I think that usually what happens is the first day, the people who will miss you truly, or the people who think you did a good job with your life, usually get their chance to say whatever. The second day, or many hours after this is announced, yes, but kicks in, you know. Yes, but her privilege blinded her to certain things. Yes, but he wasn't always that way. If you remember in the 1950s and 60s, he was a real enemy to blah, 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 blah. There's a need to give a more balanced recitation of someone's life. I just don't know if it happens immediately after they die, especially if they were someone who had, controversy, you know, in some ways attached to them.
But at this juncture, especially, you know, and again, probably to my discredit, I missed the entire, the miracle of social media never grabbed me. Okay, I sort of looked at it, like a Martian. So it never, but sadly, because of that, it would never occur to me to post for all time my opinion of something, because my opinions have changed. I specifically remember my opinions about people, etc., changing. And again, my grandmother was not strict. She was actually pretty cool when it comes right down to it. But she was straightforward about thinking through the ramifications of something. And so I have never been in a situation where it seemed like a good idea to say, outside of someone who knew me really well, what my true thoughts were. just never seemed like it would be a wise thing to wade into something and say, oh, well, that person was XYZ anyway, so who cares? That has never struck me as...
I think it strikes a lot of people as appropriate and even obligatory because
really?
They feel that an important chunk of a prominent person's life has been left out. Now, we're talking about normal prominent people. We're not talking about Hitler or Lester Maddox or, I don't know, somebody who clearly was somebody who was not a contribution to the well-being of the earth. You know, so that if you go back and look at the announcements of Hitler's death, and I haven't read them in several decades, I'm sure in the first graph or the first mention, you know, it will say Adolf Hitler, who united Germany to do blah, 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 and... Yes, and caused the genocide of more than, put your number here, Jewish people. But that will be mentioned very prominently, and it should. For somebody like Barbara Bush, who was, you know, a politician's wife, a normal woman, not elected herself, I think the... You know, the things that I've read are, you know, Barbara Bush, the mother of one president and the wife of another, or it was usually flipped because she was the wife of a president first, has died in Houston at age 92. The second sentence would say, you know, known for her good humor and sharp tongue and lack of pretension, Bush, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So they get... some of that in, but it's not a dig. And farther down in the piece or in the mentions, you know, as people were talking about it yesterday on air, they would say, well, you know, sometimes she hurt people's feelings because she could be kind of snippy. But it was, that was just her personality, and she didn't brook nonsense very much, not from anybody, not her kids, not herself, not, you know, whatever. So it was tempered. And I think in the coming days, you'll hear a lot of things. After people die, you hear a lot of things that are initially flattering and then maybe less flattering. But the initial unflattering mentions usually wait a while. And so the immediacy of social media means people can just do it right now, this minute. Hey, you know, didn't like her, bam. Or let's don't forget this when she was having a bad day. Or let's remember that, you know, she grew up with a silver spoon in her mouth, and so blah, 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 blah. And I think if we listen to ourselves a month after saying the exact same things, if we depress, repeat, we go, maybe I shouldn't have. So maybe the time to think maybe I shouldn't have is actually... before you say it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a novel experience? I guess while it is important to prevent, while it's important to present all sides, again, it has always been like knowing your room. I'm going to tell something just terrible that I did. And I probably, when you and I started this show, probably... some time ago, have also said this because it still remains graven in my mind as, boy, I would really like a do-over. Mm-hmm. And I said to, it was Thanksgiving dinner, and an old friend, the first next-door neighbor in New York who lived across the hall and kind of kept an eye on us was there, and she was ailing. And she had been dealing with cancer for quite some time, and she was in the last bits of it. And I had gone out and gotten this really yummy Seduto coconut ice cream, and I had crumbled dark chocolate bits into it. And everyone was really excited. And I said, basically, oh, This is to die for. And
I think she knew what you meant.
She did. And she was very funny. And she looked up and she said, not really.
And my kind of lady.
Absolutely. And I got it, not because, you know, it was just her message. And she is actually, in earlier days, she had worked in admissions. She was an educator. And mm-hmm. she worked. But her point was just be conscious of who all's around while you're spouting mm-hmm. off. It wasn't, mm-hmm. oh, you can't say that. Oh, my God. It was, no, not really.
Yeah, and, no, I'll die later. Thank yeah. you. I'm trying to stretch it out a bit.
Yeah, just and that's literally and but that was my that's now my guardrail when I because I can blurt with the best of them. You know, I really do try to have a look at the audience, and if it's going to potentially bother someone. I at least try to count to 10 before. Now, this is one of the benefits of ancientness, but I do at least try to count to 10 before, or 3, before just blabbing.
And you never really know. I mean, that's the other part. It's like you don't, I mean, it could be something that was said in total
jest.
In a totally neutral way or in a totally neutral intent that somebody else, because of the kind of day they're having or because of things that they know and you don't, takes another way. So, I mean, we do enough of that unintentionally anyway.
Right. So that kind of makes it, I wouldn't want to compound. I don't see the point of compounding the problem. So basically, in your view, and it, like update, because my grandmother would be happy if you updated. What would you, just because people are just so unfiltered at this juncture, so undisciplined, whatever, about what comes out of their fingers before, mindfulness, let's just say, isn't always apparent. What would mm-hmm. be your recommendation for, just being correct here?
If you didn't admire the person, just say, we didn't agree on voting rights, okay? Or we didn't agree on choice, but I do understand that a lot of people are very upset today.
That's perfectly reasonable. I mean,
you don't have to pile it on, and you can say there were things this was not going to be something we were going to be able to ever come together about, but I do understand that a lot of people looked at him as a sort of hero, and so it's going to be a sad day for them. You don't have to say you're sad too if you aren't.
But if you have to say something, you can say, you can talk about other people and other people's experiences, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can recognize that for some people this will be a hard day.
Yeah, and without compromising your personal integrity, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, well, that's sort of important if you are on a planet, like if you are on your very own planet and you are just totally by yourself, you can, maintain your personal
integrity is a really good thing. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes it gets, as people like to say currently now, weaponized so that it's not necessarily about your personal integrity so much as it is about pointing out to other people that they, in your opinion, don't have any.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the right thing.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.